Act 1. Fall Season. Chapter 1. Bet. They say anticipation is sometimes sweeter than the actual event, so I'm going to enjoy every moment of the waiting. Mr. Case certainly loves dragging it out. We swarm around him in the American Ballet Conservatory lobby, waiting for his annual speech on the Nutcracker. Then he'll reveal the student cast list. Twice a year, in the fall and the spring, students get to replace the company dancers for a night at Lincoln Center. A test of our mettle, a taste of our future. That piece of paper basically sums up your worth in our school, the American Ballet Company Feeder Academy. And I'm worth a lot. Alec and I hold hands, and I can't contain my smile. In just a few moments, my name is going to be on the wall next to the role of the Sugar Plum Fairy, and the rest of my life can finally begin. I saw my older sister, Adele, dance the role 6 years ago, when I was cast in the part of a cherub and bouncing around in gold wings and my mother's lipstick. Back then, the anticipation wasn't the best part. Back then, the best part was the heat of the lights on my skin, and the presence of the audience before us, and dancing in perfect time with my little ballet girlfriends. The best part was the scratchy tights and the sweet metallic smell of hairspray, and the sparkling tiara pinned into my baby fine hair, the glitter dusted onto my cheeks. The best part was the whole of nervousness in my stomach before getting on stage, and the rush of joy after we pranced off. The best part was bouquets of flowers and kisses on both cheeks from my mother and my father lifting me in the air and calling me a princess. Back then, it was all the best part. The school's front doors are closed and locked. Mr. K's speech is that important. I glance over my shoulder through the big lobby windows and see a few people with red noses, bundled up to fight the October air. They're stuck on the stairs and in the Rose Abney Plaza, named after my grandmother. That door won't open again until he's finished. They'll just have to freeze. Mr. K rubs his well-groomed beard, and I know he's ready to start. I know these little things about him, thanks to Adele, a company soloist. I straighten up a bit more and wrap my hand around Alec's neck, tickling the place where his buzzed blonde hair meets his skin. He grins, too, both of us perfectly poised to finally take our places as the leads in the winter ballet. "This is it," I whisper in his ear. He smiles back and kisses my forehead. He's flushed with excitement, too, and I just know that from here on out, I will love everything about ballet again. Both of our auditions went well. I remember how ridiculously happy Adele looked when she was dancing the Sugar Plum Fairy, and how the role got her plucked straight out of the school and given a spot in the company, and I just dream of feeling that fool. There's no one standing in my way. Even Liz is struggling a little bit this year, and no one else can do what I can. I drop my hand down to his and squeeze Alec a little tighter. Alec's best friend, my ex-friend, Will, glares at me. Jealous. Parents and siblings grow quiet, standing behind the expanse of black leotards. "Casting each of you in the Nutcracker isn't just an exercise in technique," Mr. K begins. Our ballet master speaks slowly, like he's just deciding on the words right now, even though he gives some version of this speech every year. Yet I cling to every word as if I've never heard it before. Mr. K is the single most deliberate human being I've ever met. He makes eye contact with me, and I know my fate is cemented in that quick connection. That look my way is purposeful. It has to be. I bow my head a bit with respect, but can't stop the edges of my mouth from doing their own little upward pull. "Technique is the foundation of ballet, but personality is where the dance comes to life. In the Nutcracker, each character serves an important purpose to the ballet as a whole, and that is why we take such care in assigning each of you the perfect part." Who you are comes across in how you dance. I'm sure we all remember when Gerard Selling danced the Rat King last winter, or when Adele Abney danced the Sugar Plum Fairy. These were seminal performances that displayed unbelievable technique as well as exquisite joy and beauty. The students stopped being students and transformed into artists, like a caterpillar leaves its chrysalis and becomes what it was designed to be, a butterfly.